From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Voters in Thailand Sunday approved a military-backed constitution, opening the way for new elections. But critics see the vote as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister during political gridlock, as well as an unelected Senate with reserved seats for the junta. Prior to Sunday's vote, the military used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people up to 10 years for campaigning against the draft. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of giving up top secret information about Tehran's controversial nuclear program to the United States. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency. A U.S. official said in 2010 the U.S. received useful information from Amiri. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around that his ruling African National Congress is going to listen very, very carefully.
These elections were hotly contested, with competing parties passionately arguing their points of view in attempts to win the favor of the electorate. That is how it should be in a democracy.
Zuma spoke as vote tallies showed the ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and its majority in the country's largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. The party of Nelson Mandela already had conceded defeat in Port Elizabeth. This is VOA News. Police in Zimbabwe arrested numerous protesters during a New Zealand-Zimbabwe cricket match. Sebastian Mofu has reports.
It all started with their national anthem and waving Zimbabwe's flag during a New Zealand-Zimbabwe cricket match and ended with the arrests. The singing of the national anthem in the 36th over was part of a protest calling on President Robert Mugabe, 36 years in power, to respect human rights and fix the ailing economy. Lizwe Jamela is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, which is representing the arrested demonstrators.
So at the moment, we are dealing with an unlawful arrest and unlawful detention.
Zimbabwe is in the midst of an unprecedented wave of opposition to President Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980, when the country got its independence from the United Kingdom. Sebastian Mofu, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton. Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire Saturday, Trump said Clinton is unhinged and unbalanced. The Clinton campaign, in response, said it's unfortunate that Trump's only method of dealing with his own disastrous week is to lash out with more absurd personal attacks. A new Washington Post ABC News national poll Sunday shows Clinton with an 8 percentage point lead over Trump. Day two of the Rio de Janeiro's Summer Olympic Games has the most decorated athlete in Olympic history, Michael Phelps, competing in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Women's U.S. swimming picked up its first medal in the 4x100-meter freestyle on Saturday. This year's Olympics features a team of athletes who took a unique journey to the Games.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
U.S. President Barack Obama. Extremely powerful storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital of Skopje. At least 6 people are missing. About a dozen, or rather several dozen more, have been hospitalized. Authorities say the death toll could rise as the government plans to issue a state of emergency for 2 weeks in the most affected areas. And Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. The militants claimed they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and the army has gained control of areas it lost. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.